You have your Bible tonight, turn back to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. I'm not going to read it all that we read this morning. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 18. Bible says, verse 18, "To whom then will you liken God? What likeness will you compare unto Him?" Look at verse 25. "To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One?" Amen. Verse 28. He said, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I want to finish what we started this morning, if God will be my help. Brother Charles, we preach on some things you must believe to have the power of God. I guess you'd say it'd be that time, a part two. But what we've seen this morning, we looked at this morning, we've seen the power of an Almighty God. We've seen a God Almighty that's real, He's alive, and He's manifest Himself to us that we might see Him and live. The only way to live in this world is to live in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you're here tonight and you've not been saved, if you've not been born again, then you're dead in your trespasses and sin. But I'm glad today that we can know that we're alive because we've been born again. We've been born anew from above, praise God, and we have that newness of life. And the Bible tells us here that we have that through the power that God has. But I want to say that, I want to say tonight that not only is there power in God, not only is He an almighty God, not only is He a caring and compassionate God, but He's our God. If you've been saved tonight, He's your God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just name Him and claim Him. Praise the Lord. If we name Him and claim Him, praise God, then He claims us. If we deny Him, the Bible said He'll deny us before His Father. Amen. So we have to accept and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to claim Him as our Lord and our Savior. The Bible said that we confess with our mouth that we've been saved. We confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. Because He has saved us by His marvelous grace. Amen. So we see some things here and some things that we got to believe that we might have the power of God. I believe everybody here wants the power of God. I don't think anybody wants to be a weakling in their Christian life. I believe everybody would like to be a giant for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because He was a giant for me. Praise God. He came as one of the greatest things, one of the greatest aspects that I could ever claim to be part of my life was in the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I claim Him tonight because He came and He chose me. When I was lost and undone, I didn't even know I needed Him, but He knew He needed me. Amen. A lot of people say, well, you know, God don't need you. I beg to differ. God needs every one of us because He desires us to give Him praise, honor, and glory. He created us that we might worship God. Amen. We worship God because He is God, because He's the great I Am. He is that great power, praise God, of our Heavenly Father, and that ministers down to usward. If it wasn't for that, we'd be all men most miserable if we had life in this world only. Praise God, I'm glad we have life in another realm. I'm glad we have power that comes from above, and it comes down not just in any way, in any form, in any fashion, but it comes down to us from the God Father, from the Father light to usward, who believe. What we need tonight is to believe on Lord Jesus Christ and the power that we talked about this morning. It's power of a holy God that ministers to our hearts. So we won't get weary in well-doing. So we can stay in the good fight because He said it's a fight of faith that we have. A faith in something that's far bigger than we are. A faith in a God tonight that looks down upon us, sees we where we are, and says, you know what? You won't be there long. You know, sometimes the devil, well, he'll get us discouraged when he gets us into a hard place. The devil has a way of backing you into a corner. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad I've got somebody on my side that's bigger than the devil.
Amen.
Amen. I think of it all the time whenever times get tough. Miss G saying, you know what? Sometimes you just got to shut your eyes when the darkness is coming in on you. When it's overshadowing you, he's pushing you down. You just have to shut your eyes and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. And praise God. There's just something about that name. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I see here in the right tonight, the Bible says that, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Where do we get our strength from? We get our strength from the power of God. If we're trying to manufacture strength tonight within ourselves, you'll come up short. Amen. You'll fail yourself before today's over. But I'm glad there's a power from above, praise God, that we can harness. That's an overcoming power. Amen. It'll overcome every obstacle that we face. Amen. And not only is it the power of God, but it's your power. So what we need to harness tonight, praise God, is the power that God has to give you. Amen. I want to look at that. I want to give you about six things right quick. I want to give you some scripture. I want to take us in a direction, praise God, so we can realize and recognize the power that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in the supreme power of this universe. God says, I'm going to give it to you, Word, who will believe. So what do you got to do to have the power? Just believe. We have to believe on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It makes that difference. And that power can become yours. You know, preacher, I just don't feel like I've got a whole lot of power. Praise God, you need to be energized. Amen. If you as a computer, Kevin, say you need to be rebooted. Amen. Hey, get that power, praise God, to get a fresh start. So what we need to do, praise God, is just seek that in the Lord. So realize that the power of God is your power. Without that, you have no power. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You've been given power. You've been given power, number one, over the devil. Amen. We have an adversary today. That's what keeps a whole lot of us between our old flesh and the devil. It kind of tries to keep us beat down. But I want to say, praise God, we've been given power over the devil. And now we know if we can overcome the devil, praise God, we ought to be able to overcome his flesh that we run around in. Amen. That flesh gives us more. Brother Bill, the man we shave every morning gives us more trouble than anybody. But praise God, if the Lord Jesus Christ says he'd give us power over the devil, amen, Lord God, we know that we have power over this flesh that we walk around in day by day. And the Bible tells us about that in 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 and chapter 4. He talks about the power that we've been given over the devil. The power that, now listen to me, the power that you have been given over the devil. We don't have to succumb to the wickedness of this world. He says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, he said, Beloved, he says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Ain't that true? There's a lot of false nonsense going around in this world today. He said, hereby know you the Spirit of God. He said, here how you know. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Amen. If they say if Jesus Christ didn't come in the flesh, then it's a false prophet. It's a evil spirit of the devil. He said, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Are you listening? It's here. A spirit of Antichrist. Amen. A spirit that's against Christ. That's why the world will say, it's all right to talk about God all you want to, just don't mention Jesus. Amen. You can talk about God at school. You can talk about God in the workplace. You can pray to God at a football game. But if you mention Lord Jesus Christ, it tears them out of frame. Amen. He said, it goes on in verse 4, says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Talking about the Antichrist, those ungodly. He said, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. He said, you've been empowered. So church, we've been empowered tonight from something from above. God Almighty, all the power that we talked about this morning, the one that has the power, he said, I am the power. He said, I am the Almighty God. He said, I have power. And he said, I give you my power. Amen. Praise the Lord. There ain't no weakness about us. There's no place to be weak. We're supposed to be strong in the Lord. Praise God. He said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Who's in the world? The devil. He's the prince of power in this present place we live. Amen? He's roaming around looking to whom he can destroy, whom he can beat down, who he can discourage everywhere that he goes. Amen? He walketh about seeking those to destroy. Amen? But praise God, the Lord says that they greater is He that's in you. Who's in you, praise the Lord? It's the Holy Ghost of God. It's the very presence of God Almighty lives in your heart if you've been saved. You a preacher, I just don't feel it all the time, praise God. Just say, hey man, give Him right away. Amen? Give Him right away. How do you do it? Young people, listen, just allow Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life. Amen? Allow the Spirit of God to lead you. Don't ever let people lead you. Amen? Hey, don't be led, be a leader. Amen? You hear, don't be led in the world, be a leader in the world. Amen. Take the presence to step out, praise the Lord, and say, you know what, God, I'm going to go with God and I'm not going to be dissuaded. I'm going to stay with the Lord because I have the power, amen, to be one of His. He said, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. But now listen to what He says. He's talking about us. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the Spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen? He said, there's an unction of God in our heart that helps us to know the truth. Listen, this old King James Bible, praise God, it's the truth. I don't have a problem with it. Amen? Now, there's some of it I don't understand, but praise God, I ain't got a problem with it. Amen? Because I believe with all my heart it is absolute truth. Absolutely. Yeah. Amen? Praise God. It'll tell us what's right and it'll show us what's wrong. Amen. If we'll just believe it, praise God, that's what it does. So God has given you the power over the devil. Not only has He given you power over the devil, number two, He's given you power over the circumstances of your life. Amen. Boy, the devil don't like this. Amen. God has given you power. He's given us power over the circumstances of our life. What we come up against day after day. Amen. And He does it by faith in God. Amen. The one we're talking about that's a supreme being that has all power, that's given to us. He's ministered power to us. Amen. Look over at Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 in verse 23. Well, let's go verse 22. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. Verse 23, so verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen? So the Bible tells us here, praise God, not only have we been empowered over the devil, have power over the devil through the highest power in the world, which is God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit, but He said we also have power over our circumstances. When those mountains of circumstances are out there looming ahead of us and we're trying to figure out how to get around them or over them, praise God, we just have to believe on the believe and have faith in God and say, God, there's a mountain coming up in front of me. God, there's an obstacle ahead of me. And Lord, I don't know how to get around it. I'll never be able to get over it. But God, I pray, Lord, that You'll just take that obstacle. And Lord, I pray that You'll move it out of my way. In faith, I believe God. You're able to take and move it out. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, you sound like one of them old crazy preachers. Amen. I won't say praise God. I sound like somebody that believes God. He said, if we'll have faith in God, faith enough to believe, our circumstance for life will be changed. God will move the objects out of our way. He'll take them out of sight. He'll move them, praise God, and give us a clear path to walk. Amen. Now, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that it'll be a real easy path. I want to say as children of God, amen, it may not be too easy at the last leg of the journey. Because the Bible said the last days will be days of tribulation, the last days will be days of persecution. He said there'll be time of falling away. I told somebody today, praise God, we're not of those that fall away into perdition to be made useless and no account, praise God. We're of those that keep pressing on for the cause of Christ. We're the ones that, praise God, is going to finish the to cross the finish line. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't going to be called sitting on the sidelines. Praise God. Help me. Pray for me. See, I pray for you that we can finish this thing strong, praise God. The only way we'll do it, the reason I'm preaching this way is because we need the power of God in our lives to help us to finish well. Amen. These folks all over Candler that's watching us. They see us, praise God. They're looking to us. They're looking for something, praise God. They'll give them a little bit of encouragement. And we have it in God Almighty. Amen. Some things we have to believe. Have the power of God. Amen. We have to believe, number one, the power of God. We need to have it to overcome the devil, to overcome our circumstances, but not only overcome, but to have a strong body. Amen. To have a strong body. The Bible says because of Him, because of what He done, because of what He took. Amen. We have an opportunity. In Isaiah 53:5, He said, and with His stripes, we are healed. He said it because the stripes that He had, because the stripes upon His back, because of what He took for me and you, praise God, we can rise up in power and strength and say, praise God, if my Savior endured that, glory be to God, I can too. The Rex was talking this morning about people getting our little feelings hurt and going off and pouting somewhere. And how Gary Fender one time, several years ago in a revival, said, you know what? What we need to do is just put a Band-Aid on it, praise God, and press on. And he said, when the Band-Aid falls off, it'll be all better. Amen? That's what we ought to do, praise God. We ought to have the power of God in our life, praise God. When something hurts us, something affects us, put a Band-Aid on it, glory to God, and go on for His glory. Amen. If when the Band-Aid falls off, praise God, all's better. Like you said, sometimes you can't even remember what you was pouting about anyway. Amen? But if we just praise God and go on for glory, amen? Praise the Lord, it won't really matter. We'll have a strong body, praise God. God will give us a body of strength. In Mark chapter 8, look what He says in Mark chapter 8, verse 16. I think I got that mark right. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 16. He's talking about the infirmities that we have and how they compare with the infirmities of our Savior. Praise God. He took our infirmities, our weakness, our lack of strength in Matthew chapter 16. He says, when the evening was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, and He cast out the spirits with His word and healed all that were sick. Amen. I want to say, God Almighty, the one I serve, praise God, the all-powerful one, He still has that same power today, amen, to take out the afflictions, to take out those things. Praise God, it so easily beset us and give us a new direction. He said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He became strength for us. We have a body that ought to be strong. You talking about me and talking about you? No, I'm talking about a body of believers, and we ought to be in strengthened and empowered by the power from above, praise God, that gives us the strength we need in the body to persevere, praise God, all the way to the end and come out with a shout of praising God for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about a body of believers. Strength by His mind. He said that He took our infirmity, our weakness and lack of strength. Praise God, listen, youngins, we ought to just look the old devil between beak and bill and said, I'm not weakling. Amen. I've been given power from above. Amen. Empowered from God Almighty. Praise God. Superman, superwomen, super younguns, praise God, in Jesus. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. You just get the lifting up the name of God, lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praising Him, giving Him glory for all that He is. Amen. When we begin to praise Him, when we begin to recognize who He is, praise God, then He can manifest Himself in us. So we can be strong in our bodies, praise God. Because He knew the feeling of our infirmity. By His stripes we are healed, praise God. We've been made whole. Amen. I'm not that little old weakling I used to be. Amen. I'd give in to a whole lot of things. Praise God, I'm growing up, and I guess to an old geezer, Brother Bill, and I'm beginning to get a backbone like a saw log. Hey, some of this thing, praise God, I just can't go along with. He said, let me just say, hey, a lot of this stuff going on, I ain't going to go along with. I mean, it's outside the book, praise God. And if it says in this book, stay away from it, praise God, I'm going to run as hard as I can go. Amen. I'm going to run. You say, where are you going to run to? I'm going to run to Jesus. Amen. Say, help me, Lord. And I'll be caught up in this mess. Amen. You say, preacher, you might be strong in body, but you're not strong in your mind. The devil will get a hold of your mind. That's what he'd like to do. You know, it amazes me how people can begin to get this dementia and this stuff here, and they'll begin to do things they never would have done if they was in the right mind. But the devil has a way of taking advantage of you. But praise God, I'm glad there's a power from high, though. The power that we're talking about is today, praise the Lord, that has power to control your mind. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about what you got to have to be a believer. And strong in the Lord, have the power of God upon your life. Believing to the power of God in our lives. Amen. To having a strong mind to resist the devil. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2 through 5. Listen to what he says. He said, I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think it to be bold against some which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. He said, I don't have boldness in the flesh. He said, I'm not walking according to the flesh, praise God. He said, I'm walking according to God. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. You hear that? He said, we're fighting the devil. Amen. We're fighting an unseen enemy. But he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Now watch what he says here. The pulling down of strongholds of the enemy. That's what you pull down, ain't it? The strong places, the places they set up in your life, in your heart, in your mind, where they can take control of you. That's what's happening in the world today. That's why we see so many youngins that's caught up in drug addiction and perversion and the things of this world and alcoholism. It's because the devil's got a place that he set up in their mind, praise God, and he tells them, hey, you might as well just go with the flow. You're not going to get out. God Almighty's got a rope on your tugboat, praise God, and if you'll let him, he'll draw you aside. He'll empower you, praise God, to motor out of that situation. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know He can. We'll trust the Lord. Amen. But He said, casting down imaginations. Amen. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. He said, hey, listen, God Almighty has the power to change your mind. God has the power, praise God, to cast out the evil thoughts, cast out the bad things, praise God, that'll come into your mind so that we can think pure thoughts and pure ideals and have pure hope and pure desires down in our heart that'll bring glory to God. Listen, young'uns, young people, we need to have purity in our minds, praise God. Don't be looking on the internet at the filth and the vileness and the wickedness that's on there. And they keep your mind pure. Amen. That goes for us mamas and daddies and papas and grannies too. Amen. We need to be mindful of what we're looking at. We need to keep our eyes and our minds pure. Amen. So we can serve God, praise the Lord. Power to control your mind. Power to control your thinking and your thoughts to Godward. Amen. You say, preacher, why? Because number five, because we have a position of success. Amen. So we can live in a position of success in the power of God. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, you just see so many times we get defeated. I want to say, praise God, defeat is not the end of it. We may go through defeats. We may fail time to time. But praise God, I want to say with God Almighty on our side, we can pull ourselves up. We can lift ourselves out through prayer and supplication, through trusting in the Lord, glory to be God, and He'll bring us unto Himself and give us the strength that we need. Power, praise God, that we have. We just don't utilize it like we should. Amen. The defeat isn't final, praise God, when you're a child of God. Amen. We cannot accept defeat. Amen. Defeat oughtn't to be a part of our vocabulary. We've got loved ones and praise God, that's lost and undone without God. But amen, he said if we'll seek the Lord in our heart and we'll put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he told the Philippian jailer, praise God, he'd be saved at his house. Praise the Lord. Amen. We said a while ago, praise God, Jesus promised. We just got to believe that he will. Glory be to God. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, he said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said he give. He says a gift that God has to give us, and he said the gift that he has to give us, praise the Lord, is victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Listen, young and praise the Lord. It's just time we just went to giving. Praise God. Just giving God praise for the victory. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Just take a victory lap. Praise the Lord. Amen. Or to get home and just get out of the car and just run as hard as you can around the house. Say, glory to God. Thank you for everybody in my house. It's going to be saved. Amen. All of my family, praise God, you've given me to be saved. Amen. Praise. Just go ahead and shout the victory. Because he said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jesus Christ come on the scene, praise God, in power and might, when he rose from the dead, praise God, we have victory in him. It's not something we're going to have someday down the road. It's victory that we have right now, today. Amen. Just need to claim the victory. Just need trust in the Lord right now. So he gives us that power, praise God. He puts us in a position for success. Amen. Not in a position to fail. We may fail time to time, but he puts us in a position for success so that we can succeed. Hey, man, I don't know about you, but my victories are a whole lot more than my defeats since I got a hold of Jesus. Amen. Since Jesus got a hold of me, I'm a winning a whole lot more than I'm a losing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've got victory a whole lot more than I've got defeats. There was a time in my life, there was a lot of defeats. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad now I have more victory in Lord Jesus Christ. A whole lot more victory than I have defeat. Amen. Praise God. So he gives me the power of a position of success. But not only does he give us a power for success, but he gives us a power to hate sin and love a sinner. I got to where I hate sin. God has empowered my heart. In order to hate sin, you got to recognize what sin is. Amen. And we do that through the volume of the book. It's written, praise God. He tells us what's right and what's wrong. No gray areas with God. He gives us power to overcome sin. He gives us power to hate sin, but to love a sinner. Amen. I've had conversations here several times, Brother Austin, here lately, with people who are just old sinners, just like I used to be. And the Lord kind of showed me not to look down on them people, because I used to be just like them. But by the grace of God, I would still be there or worse. And you would be too. We need to be careful not to look down our old long ecclesiastical nose at somebody and say, boy, they're just no nasty, sorry, no account sinner. Amen. You were too, but for God. But by the amazing grace of God, if it wasn't for faith through grace, praise God, we'd all be lost and undone without Him. But He gives us power, praise God, and that power comes from God. Amen? He gives it to us. He gives us favor from God. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will He condemn. Bible says, you know what? He said, a good man will have favor from God. Amen. If we're one of His little children, we're seeking Him, desiring Him more and more of Him every day. Praise God. The way to get power from God, some things we got to believe that God is that power, and we get more of that power, praise God, from Him when we begin to believe, praise God, He come to save old sinners. Amen. Paul said, of who I am chief. But He also came because He loved sinners. He said, a man of wicked devices will He condemn. Amen. When God condemns, when he condemns something, then He puts conviction in your heart about it. Amen. But praise God, He said, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. He said, that one that's seeking to do right, that one that's wanting to do right, that one that's desiring to do right, praise God, He said He'll find favor. What does that mean, Pastor Jeff? It means that God Almighty will give you His power, praise God. He'll manifest it in you so that you can do what you're desiring to do. My desire tonight is to serve the Lord. My desire tonight is to love Him who first loved me. My desire tonight is to see old sinners saved by God's marvelous grace. My desire tonight is to obtain power and favor from God. He already promised us the power. He has all power in heaven and earth. Jesus said He had it all. And He offers to give it to us if we'll just accept, if we'll allow Him. Praise God. Some things that we must believe to have the power of God. We must believe, number one, that God is real. Amen. He is a real God, a powerful God. We must believe that it's your power, my power. The only power that we have to face the obstacles that we face is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only power to get through, the only power to get us through those circumstances of life where we all face our mountains. Amen. Everybody comes up against the mountain sometime, but God's able to move that mountain because He gives you a strong body to overcome. The body of believers, praise God, if we stick together, we love God and God loves us. Amen. He gives us power to control our mind, our thoughts, what we think, where we act, and how we act upon those things, those thoughts. He puts us in a position of success so that we are successful in Christ Jesus. You say, how do you know you're successful? Praise God. Because you're overcoming the obstacles that you face. You're overcoming through the Lord Jesus Christ. You're believing, you're realizing, believing that God Almighty is on your side. A lot of people, I believe, I thank God, is up against them. You know, He's just this great old big old gray-headed fella up there trying to just beat you down and keep you down. He's not. He's a loving Heavenly Father. It's there to lift you up, to encourage your heart, to put you in a position of victory. Amen. Give you power over sin. Give you power to hate sin. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what's the difference between hating sin and just... Because when you hate sin, praise God, you won't do something about it. Amen. Amen. When you have the power, when you hate sin, not just realize sin, when you hate sin, praise God, God empowers you to do something about it. And He empowers you to love the sin. Amen. Praise God. He gives you that strength, praise God, because He is that power of God that manifests Himself. Giving power and favor from God to us. What we need tonight, what we got to have, is that power of God and the favor of God to be the children of God that He'd have us to be.